Hi, welcome to Bunch of Mom Sense,
a podcast where two moms talk all things
kids,
work,
life,
and everything in between. Hey, everybody, welcome to Bunch of Mom Sense. This is Jessica.
And this is Heather. Thanks for joining us. So, school picture day.
Oh, my God. I mean, I know it's just a school picture, right? But it's like, why do we jump through the hoops, like making sure what outfit are they going to wear and what, you know, make sure their hair is perfect and all of that.
Yeah, it's more stressful than it really should be, right? Like,
yes.
Like if you think about it, like you look back, I mean, and a lot of moms are like, oh, it shows their personality at that time. But when you're in that time and in that moment, you want them to have a good picture.
Well, right. I know. And does it really show their, I mean, because I'm the one telling them what to wear. They're not picking out their clothes. So is that really showing their personality?
No.
Well, and then I don't know what's going on with girls' clothes these days, but like, I just could not find anything cute. When looking either. For them something to wear.
I can't either. I bought Sloan some new clothes, right? Like it's mm-hmm. super hot where we live even now. Like it's end of September and mm-hmm. it is like 90 something
degrees.
Still
hot, so hot.
So our kids, when they go back to school, I mean, it's not like we're buying a lot of fall clothing, mm-mm. so to speak. So I bought her just some new like tops. Dresses were very, like to your point, very hard to find.
Yes, and they all look like Little House on the Prairie.
They do. Is that the style right now?
I guess. I don't know. I picked out something. We'll see how it turns out. The girls were excited about it, so they were like, it was fine.
Your girls looked really cute. We'll get to that in a minute because I saw the kids before picture day. But so, yeah, I bought some clothes before school mm-hmm. started that mm-hmm. were appropriate for summer, hot weather, whatnot.
Yeah.
And every single top, it's like she's already grown and outgrown what I already bought her.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy how fast. They just go through growing spurts, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And you can't predict it. And so we had a hard time kind of figuring out something to wear that wasn't like too tight in mm-hmm. here. We're starting to kind of need a bra, so to speak. So it's just something, you know, and it's okay. We have like little scarf brush she can wear, uh-huh. like bralettes, but it's just like still like there was a button down shirt and it was like too tight. Like uh-huh. the buttons were pulling, or even like this top, it had a cute little like ruffle kind of scrunched up trim around mm-hmm. like the chest mm-hmm. with like spaghetti straps. But it was like stretched out because it was so tight across her chest because she's just grown.
Well, and I mean, Aubrey, she grows out of her shorts. She's got a little bit more of a booty than the other one. And it's like, sometimes she walks down in shorts, t-shirt covers them up. Like
right. They're
so short. I'm like, sister, no, let me go ahead and put those away where they're not, you can't get to them anymore.
Yeah.
So
we did a whole try on session the night before because I've learned in the morning, if I wait till the morning or if we pick something out and mm-hmm. we still wait till the morning to actually put it on, it's usually not what we end up wearing because of whatever reason.
Got it.
So this year I was like, we're putting everything on. I mean, everything, like jewelry, everything.
Uh-huh.
And so my daughter wanted to over accessorize for picture day.
I saw her. I thought she looked fine. She looked great.
Well, I'm fine with what she had on. She picked out two necklaces.
Okay.
A ring.
Mm-hmm.
Earrings. Now, her ears are not pierced. Well, they were, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to wear magnetic earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they easily fall off.
Yes. Yeah.
So we have to put them in a Ziploc baggie. She's going to have to remember to get them out of the baggie, put them on before pictures are taken, mm-hmm. whatnot. And then the killer for me actually was the little barrettes. And they weren't like traditional barrettes. It's like a large bobby pin with like pearls stuck on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I knew that that was going to get disheveled and not look good by the time picture time came during the day because our teacher was kind enough this year to say, hey, our picture time is at 11:20.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But we go to school at 7:30.
Right. Right. And then what time is their lunch?
No idea.
Okay. Well,
actually, it's after that. I do know when that is, but I don't know when recess is. I never can remember recess if it's before.
Yeah. That's after. A long time for a kid to go without messing things up for a picture.
Right.
Gotcha.
So I happened to volunteer this year to be on a committee that did get a sign up to help, like moms help with school picture day.
Okay.
And their role, what I learned this year, is to primarily make sure the children look good right before their picture's taken. Like there's one mom posted it like each of the cameramen.
Nice. Okay.
And so they're responsible for that. But there was extras of us. So I was a runner. So I would go and get the class. There was mm-hmm. a list we had to work off and I'd go get the classes and bring them down. And then they got filtered into lines. And then the mom would do like the last minute check.
Mm-hmm.
But so I go and get Sloan's class.
Okay.
And sure enough, those pins and her hair was like all disheveled. I've got like hair sticking up and you know, that's come loose and it's like this little like hill, mountain bump in her head. And I'm just like, oh, so I'm like patting her head back down, getting the barrettes back in, getting them even. And the whole time she's like holding her earlobes where her magnetic earrings are like, don't make the earrings fall out.
So worried about those. Girl, let's fix your hair.
I'm like, someone else can go run and get classes. I need a minute. But yeah, I was fine. I was glad I was there because, you know, I don't know if the other moms would have fixed it.
Yeah, like, no, that's true. That is nice you were there. Yeah, and you could grab her before.
Yes.
Before she went to that picture.
That's really what stressed me out about the over-accessorizing. Yeah. But yes, I saw Jessica's kids. So I pulled your kids before because they went in grade order.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I pulled Jessica's kids and your girls looked great. And I see the back of Chase because another mom was also doing the running. And so I see the back of Chase. And so I just, you know, tap him over to make sure he doesn't, you know, looks good. And the boy has sunglasses on.
Okay. So he has gotten these new sunglasses for baseball and he thinks he is like the shit. Like he wants to wear them everywhere. And I told him that morning, Mom, can I wear my sunglasses for the picture? No, dude, you're not going to wear your sunglasses. And I guess he ended up leaving school with them because he was saying, oh, what this kid does. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they don't. But whatever, you know, whenever you're trying to get out and you're just like, sometimes you're just like, whatever, just go. And so I guess he interpreted that as, yeah, I'm going to wear my sunglasses for school pictures. Please tell me he did not wear them, though.
Well, I don't know. So I told him, I said, hey, buddy, we need to take the sunglasses off. Oh, my mom said I could wear them. And I was like, no, I know your mom. And I guarantee she didn't say you could wear them. So we need to take them off. Well, then his teacher walked up. And she was confirming that Chase had told her as well that he could, that her, his mom had said he could wear them for pictures. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to overstep my boundaries.
Well, come on, teach. Yeah. Do you really think I would tell my kid just to go take a picture with sunglasses on?
But there was a good mom at the end, like that was going to be like the last point of contact before his picture was taken. So I was hopeful, and she's a boy mom. So I was hopeful that she would like correct the situation because I had to go get the next class.
Uh-huh.
But I was cracking up. I was like, it's a 50-50.
Well, you know what? If I get these pictures back and he has his sunglasses on, one, I'm going to think it's freaking hilarious, but I did not encourage my kid to go take pictures with the sunglasses on.
When I walked off, the compromise was that he was going to be able to wear them on his head. I'm like, well, that's
even better. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I'll keep you posted on that one.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear what happened with that. So we had sports today, and is it just me? Is it chaos before you leave your house before any type of sporting game for your children?
It's chaos trying to leave the house, period. Anytime we're trying to go somewhere. But here's the thing, too. Most of the time, I can be ready, have the kids ready out the door, and I'm waiting on my husband. Oh. No telling what he's doing. He waits to start vacuuming or doing something right when we're about to leave.
Or use the restroom.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know what he's doing. But, yeah, it can be. But I think a lot of times when it is chaos, it's because maybe I didn't wash the uniform or I'm the one running around trying to find what I did with the uniform and all the pieces and stuff. But, yeah, I think it's just chaos to try to leave, period.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was always a really good judger of other moms until I had children of my own. And I will never forget it. One of Sloan's first like soccer games, we were on a new, like we'd played before, but anyways, this is like fast forward. We were in like first grade at this point. And I'll never forget a mom on the team was texting on a group text asking what color the socks were for the uniform. And I was thinking to myself, how can you not know what color of socks go with the uniform? Now, fast forward 3 years or 2 years, and both of my children have been in sports for 3 or 4 seasons, and you get new pairs of socks every freaking time.
Yep.
Now I'm confused what shade of pink I wear, or they wear.
See? Yeah, I know. It's tough. Yeah, Mike, I think it definitely comes down to just, I need to know where they put their stuff because they're not going to remember.
Right.
I just need to know where it is because we're all just going to throw it in the car and
go
try to roll out.
Yeah.
So luckily it hadn't been too bad, but three aren't playing sports now, just the two. So it's a little bit easier. It's not as bad
in a way.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned when I do laundry, as soon as, especially with the game day socks, I'm not kidding. Like I have so many shades of pink socks. I don't even know now which goes with which. So now what I do is as soon as I do laundry, I match the socks up, the shorts and the uniform. I fold it all, put it in a stack and I know where it is so that on the weekends when it's game time, like I just immediately pull out the stack that's appropriate for whatever game we're going to.
Yeah. And I've started just immediately after we get home, when they take their uniforms off, I'm just throwing them in the wash right then. I just wash it all right then. Set it on top of the drawer with all of it so I know where it is.
Yes. Smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just chaos. I don't know. Like I'm yelling at the children or at my husband. I don't know. I feel like it's a very stressful environment.
Okay, and so I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I should make it zen because, I mean, we're about to go play a game. I need my children to try their best, and I'm yelling at them. Go ahead.
Well, are you one of the parents that has like the big wagon and bringing all the stuff out and everything?
I used to not be, but I am now.
Well, see, I kind of used to be, but now I'm not. Like, I don't know, maybe because the kids
got older
and maybe they don't need to, like, sometimes they'll bring a toy with them or whatever, but I'm just doing good enough, like getting my purse and like stuff and the kid a water bottle and stuff. Like, I don't want to drag any of that other. And like, I don't bring our own chairs and all that kind of stuff. Like, but I know there's some sports that there is no seating.
Right.
And you've got to bring your own chair. Right. So like maybe that's the difference. We're not playing one of those sports, but
baseball and softball are the easiest because they do have that big backpack. Everything mm-hmm. can go in there that they need. It's the younger sibling, which obviously you've got a sibling not playing when you go to these games. But like my mm-hmm. 4-year-old, I've made her pack her own bag, like snacks,
mm-hmm.
water bottle, crayons, whatever she wants.
Yep. Whatever you want to take. And it never fails. The minute you're like literally walking out the door, wait, mom, I'm going to go get this real quick.
Yes.
I'm going to go get that.
Yes.
That happens before, that's even going to school.
But then we get to the games and I look at the backpack and I'm like, we have like 3 stuffies. And I'm like, what's the point of that?
I don't know. They needed them.
No paper. No. But we'll have crayons or vice versa. We'll have paper, but no crayons. It's like, can we think it through?
I know. I try to think about what it are like, because I played softball and my sibling used to always have to come to the ballpark.
Right.
Like, what did they do? I know my mom wasn't lugging that stuff around.
Well, they do play. I mean, I just think the siblings all keep each other entertained. Yes. That's what I used to do when my brother played sports.
So. My mom would say that she used to play the concession stand. She just wanted to go to the concession stand all the time. So.
And mingle. I could see her just socializing with everybody.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
But I am one of those parents that do make my children put on the correct shoes mm-hmm. on our way, because I'm afraid if I let them wear Crocs or flip-flops or slides, mm-hmm. I will forget the correct shoes for the game.
Yes.
And then you're screwed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I've learned that. Like, they have to put on the correct shoe, and then we can take extra shoes to put on after the game. And if we forget those, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do the extra shoes. They got to just wear whatever shoes are on their feet to play in. That's on the way there and back.
Well, if you stop at a restaurant or go out to eat, like sometimes we've gotten in that habit.
Nope, they're wearing their shoes. I'm doing good not forgetting a kid. I ain't worried about no shoes.
So we've done walk-up songs for softball. This is our first year for softball to do walk-up songs. So that's been interesting. Jessica's been in charge of playing those.
Oh, yes. I am the DJ. The official. I guess I may have become the official DJ.
I think you're official DJ.
I think I'm going to need a shirt that says that, or a hat.
Do you think it's more complicated to be the official DJ or the actual like scorekeeper where you have to do the scoreboard?
I think it's more complicated to do, because you know, there's, and I think they do this in softball. Yeah, because Michelle does it. So there's the scoreboard, mm-hmm. but then there's like the official book score thing. Like that thing looks complicated. Like I feel like I need a master's degree to like figure that thing out. I don't know how anybody keeps up with that. And so I think the DJ is probably the equivalent of the scoreboard keeper, not the official one.
See, I don't want to do scoreboard or any official scorekeeping.
No, I don't want to do that either, because I'll jack it up.
I'm not paying attention enough. Like I'm paying attention and I want to watch my child, mm-hmm. but I'm not really paying attention to sometimes when the other children play, because I'm checking to make sure my 4-year-old hasn't been kidnapped in the playground.
Yeah, you have another child running around and so do I. And that's where it gets complicated because... You know, the DJ, I'm only really responsible for when our girls are coming up to bat to play it. But sometimes they move so quick, and if I don't hit play just in time, then I've either missed the opportunity to play it or it plays for a while they're batting. And I hope that's okay, because I don't know the rules of that. But like that's when my kids will want to come up to me and be like, Mom, can I get this? Mom, can I do that? And I'm like, I cannot. I've got to focus. I cannot deal with all that. So just... Give me a minute.
Yes.
But I will say yesterday, so I guess the whole walk up songs mm-hmm. and playing music between
innings
is like a popular deal now. Mm. Now I don't, you normally switch over and play the music during the innings. Usually another team is, and I'm just doing good, you know, by playing our walk up songs, switching back and forth between apps. But yesterday's game, the other team, for whatever reason, they were playing their music during the switching of the innings, which is fine. No big deal. yet they wouldn't stop the music in like for when our girls were ready to walk up. So like I could play. One. Yeah. So I could play the walk up song. And I was getting like, I just was not in a good mood. Our team was not playing well. So I was like already just upset because we were not doing good. And then they kept doing that. And I'm like, why are they not stopping the music? So I just turned around and did it to them and drowned all their music out for like one of the innings. I was like, don't mess with me today. Don't mess with me.
I love being passive aggressive sometimes. It's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I think I figured out which lady was doing it because then I heard her say, sorry. So I think she got my point.
You know, softball is an interesting game because I'm new to softball. I know you played growing up, but yes. In my short time of two seasons of watching my daughter play, you know, it's kind of interesting how like the first couple innings, if your team doesn't do well, it's like you never can sometimes recover from that.
Right. Yeah.
It kind of sets the tone for the rest of the game.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, but then we got some teams that like Chase's team yesterday, we did not do great that first inning, but then we came back and won the game. It's kind of like they had to get in the flow of it and settle down a little bit. But I don't know. I just get too worked up. And I mean, and it's only 8U, and I know these girls are learning, and I am not. I mean, my husband's one of the coaches, so if I want to yell at anybody, I will yell at him, and it's okay. But I just, you know, it's all going to come to them. Yeah. But it's just when you played it and you see some of the mistakes or whatever, and you're just – and you can't really let that energy out because they're kids. It's only 8U. I'm not going to be that asshole parent out there. So anyway.
No, it's interesting how worked up I even get. And I didn't ever think I'd be like that. Just in general. Yeah. Like when you watch your children play sports.
It was so funny at last weekend's game. And I was like, I'm just going to yell what you yell.
Oh, yeah. I just yell what Jessica yells. Well, and I don't yell everything you yell.
No, I told you I yell a lot during games.
You do yell a little more than I want to yell. But there'll be something you yell and I'm like, oh, that sounds good. And then I'll repeat it.
I love it. That's great. That's greatness.
Well, I don't want to embarrass myself, right?
Oh, no. No, no. No embarrassment. No judgment.
What else is going on?
Nothing. I mean, like, you know, these weekends don't come along often, but like yesterday, the games were split. Like we had one game in the morning and one game late afternoon. So we had some time between games. And yesterday, like the kids were all, they were entertaining themselves, whatever. And I just kind of thought to myself, you know what? I think I'm just going to kind of lay down and watch a show. Mm-hmm. I don't ever do that, ever.
During the day, especially.
Yeah, during the day, ever. The only time I watch anything is when I'm getting ready in the morning. Mm-hmm. And like I have it sitting on the counter and I watch a show. Mm-hmm. But during the day or evening or whatever, I'm never sitting down long enough to watch anything. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm actually going to watch something. So I go to my room and I get my bed and I turn the TV on and I'll be damned if a kid don't walk in the room right when I'm doing that. How does that happen?
They just know.
They just know you're getting ready to do something. And
it's a sixth sense.
And then it wasn't like she just came down there to ask something and go back. Oh, no, it was... Mom, you want to play with this? Or, hey, can we do this? Can I watch with you? And I'm like, well, then I can't watch. I'm planning on watching a murder show, chick. I'm not going to watch that with you in here. So anyway, that's been all weekend.
PG in here.
Yeah, I can't watch. I mean, I wanted to see some like ID channel, like serial killer stuff.
Right.
Now I can't do that.
What? Okay, so I think you watched the entire season of Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Zach has been wanting to watch it from the beginning, like all over again. So okay. I watched the final season and maybe some of like the season before that. Like, okay. So I've seen some, but mm-hmm. I never started it from the beginning. And I kind of liked the end, or the last season I watched. But there's so much history with the families and things that have happened, obviously, that I didn't understand a lot of the things. Mm-hmm. So he's been asking, like, we're kind of in this lull where we're in between a lot of things that we were watching have ended, wrapped up, or we're waiting for a new season to come out. And so finally the other night I was like, okay, fine. Let's start Game of Thrones from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
We watched two episodes. I'm hooked.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I really do need, like, subtitles because, like, some of those family names, I couldn't keep up with them at first.
Yeah.
When I first started watching it.
Yes. No, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think watching that last season has helped a little bit because I already kind of knew who the siblings were mm-hmm. and who their parents were or who was brother and sister. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when we started, I think that kind of helped me keep a lot of that straight because it is a lot of hard. What was the spinoff? House of Dragons.
Yes.
That's the spinoff.
Yeah.
And we started watching House of Dragons. I really got hooked onto that. And that was really hard with the names for sure for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I started watching that, but I got sucked into something else. I didn't finish it. I think I just kind of needed a break like from the, I don't know, all that. I couldn't understand what they were saying. Yeah. All that stuff.
No, it's definitely intense.
Yeah.
We have subtitles on all the time. It's so funny. So obviously when we're watching like Game of Thrones or something that's, you know, not live, the subtitles or the captions will, you know, they stay up,
yeah,
you know, but in real time. But when I was watching news this morning, and I don't know, Sloan really likes to watch like some of those, some of the programming they'll do on CBS Morning Show in the mornings on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. And she likes some of those stories. And so just depending what they are, not all of them, but you know, there's some like history ones that she kind of was like, intrigued by. So we were watching one this morning, and like, I guess now that she's becoming a better reader, she's paying attention to that subtitles at the bottom. And she's like, why are they so delayed? Why are they so off? And it was just kind of interesting that she was actually like reading those. Like to me, she's got good hearing.
Yeah. Like, but I can't help it. I mean, like if I see a show that has caption on, I'm reading it, even though I can hear perfectly fine.
Yeah,
I do the same thing.
I read it too now. I've just gotten in the habit. It's just, I don't even watch sometimes what's going on. I'm just reading that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you ever read any good books or have time to read?
I go through phases. I used to love to read, and I did read this summer because I was trying to get Sloan interested in reading, and I found that if I would sit down and read in the evening or lay in bed and read, she would read too.
Oh, nice.
So I read like two books back to back really quick because of that, and then I had a third book, and I just couldn't get into that one, and so after that I got, like, I'm kind of like needing new books, I guess, basically.
Yeah. What is your genre that you like to read, or do you have one?
I mean, I wasn't reading Mary Higgins Clark, but that's kind of like what I like more suspenseful, like James Patterson, Mary Higgins Clark. I used to read this like in my 20s all the time. But I also like biographies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any good biographies that came out lately. But I tend to stick in the thriller, suspense, whatever. And I know or Amazon has this like stuff your Kindle day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how it works. I don't know a lot about it, but it's apparently where you can get a bunch of free books. So I'll need to look into that the next time it comes around.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm part of Kindle Unlimited. So I tend to, you know, when I used to read like a lot, I always like just loved the book, like having the book, filling the pages. And I was like, Kindle, what? I don't want no Kindle. Well, Brad happened to just buy me one. We were getting ready to go to the beach on vacation. And I was like, he was like, well, you're always reading. So why don't you?
Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, so many 20 years later, I don't know when they came out. Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that the minute I finish a book, I can just go buy another one.
Yes.
I mean, I love the convenience of it. So I don't know.
No, I had a Nook. Remember the Barnes & Noble version? And so same thing. And I loved it too. But I found that with Sloan, like she doesn't understand that I'm reading. So I just get actual books. And I just had some around the house happen to have some. I just need to go to the library and check some out because they are... Books are expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But what I did get into recently was listening to audiobooks, which I really can't get into that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I have not tried that. I guess I would rather listen to some podcasts.
Yeah.
Maybe one called Bunch of Mom Sense. I don't know. I think I'd just rather listen to a podcast than I haven't even tried listening to a book.
Yeah.
So
the only time I do like to listen to a book is if it's a autobiography or biography. I guess it would be an autobiography. And the actual person who it's about reads it.
Oh, okay.
And I do enjoy those.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like maybe Jessica Simpson's. I did hers. I've done some of the Real Housewives.
Of course you have.
Andy Cohen's books.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I would think I would do that while I'm like cleaning, like listen to something or whatever, but I just don't.
You don't clean that much, right?
I'm sure. No, girl, you ain't lying. I mean, when it comes to cleaning, now I'll pick up. My house is not a pigsty. There's a lot of stuff everywhere, but we pick it up. But just folding clothes. But then I'm usually flipping through TikTok when I do that. So
well, that's when I usually watch my TV.
Yeah,
like you've said before, like when I fold laundry, I do that a lot.
Yeah,
and I listen to podcasts when I clean or pick up. Or
yeah.
Well, what's on my children out?
What's on the agenda for this week? Any plans?
Like I have a busy week with work and stuff going on with the kids.
Yeah,
but
so just more chaos.
Yeah, more chaos. How about you?
Have to talk about next week.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, we just have two ball games on Tuesday night, both at 7:30. So which one do I go to?
Whichever one's going to make you less stressful.
Oh, well, you know what? So Brad coaches the girls, so he'll be with Aubrey. So I'll have to go with Chase, which Chase's games are a little bit more fun. So I like watching them.
So who will run the playlist?
Oh, I don't know.
It won't be me.
I told Andrew at game time, I was like, I'm not going to be able to be the DJ on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we'll have to find a new mom.
Someone will have to paper, rock, scissors for it.
It's not hard. With the apps these days, you just hit a button and it's good. It's fun.
I don't know. When I have a 4-year-old, I'm not interested.
Oh, well, no, you shouldn't. No, it can't be you. You guys got a little kid to watch.
All right. So. Well, I guess we're going to wrap up this episode. Thank you guys joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. For more episodes, please be sure to subscribe Bunch of Mom Sense on your favorite podcast app. Visit our website, www.bunchofmomsense.com, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, Bunch of Mom Sense. Thanks again. Till next time.